Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
How about rubbydubby.com?
Yeah.
Pokeypokey.com.
You go back to when, like, Windows 98, Windows XP was the operating system, because I feel like I could just... That's when I was comparable to actually know a lot of this shit on, you know... When people are like, hey, can you fix this? I'm like, yeah, dude. I could take out the RAM, you know, I could, whatever it was, I could do it. Now they're like, hey, this, and I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah, sure, yeah. Can it turn on? Can it get me to the internet? Sweet.
Didn't you turn it off and on again?
I feel 70. The town that I live in has 120 people with the nearest census of 2022.
And we're all
And so, yeah, we are all related, and that's why we all get the little bit of it. Mine's been corrected. Sometimes I got to put it back into place every once in a while.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream.
Did it. We're back. Super excited to join you guys again on this lovely Thursday morning. If you're listening to us, you probably have nothing better to do. Or maybe you're traveling back because you drove way too far to check out that eclipse. Man, was cool, and I'm glad it's over with. And, of course, the time of recording, it's before the eclipse. But either way, joining me, as always, Brandon J. McDermott. You've been whacking off. Check them out, BrandonJMcDermott.com. You've been whacking off.com. Two guys that are super smart and actually own their own domain, because it turns out there's a lot of people that try to buy those and realize that they're already taken. So maybe when you're starting a business, this is some free business advice, or a brand or a podcast, maybe Google the name that you want and make sure that it's not already a thing. So there you go. Free advice of the day.
Excuse me.
Get it.
I just want to say, to add to that point, literally had somebody on my radio show last week, not going to name who they are, but their fucking business name was something like, you know, super awesome Acupuncture Co. Inc. or something like that. They had to shorten two of the words. And it was like, dude, you can't, how do you expect me to read this to elderly people and have them understand what's going on? You can't.
Yep.
Like, yeah. How about
just go
rubbydubby.com?
Yeah.
Pokeypokey.com. I mean, yeah. Anyway.
I mean, there's a million different things. Even if that's your business name already, you spent the money in the LLC, do something creative like wecrackthembacks.com. They're going to remember it. You know what I mean?
Oh, speaking of which, marketing, 100%, Matt. Saw this guy, who can't remember who sent me the photo. Buddy of mine. In fact, let me try to find
it. Was it Balls? It was Euban.
No.
They're beefy.
Good guy. We were talking this week just about good marketing, bad marketing. And, oh, here it is. I was looking for a plumber, which is why it came up. Here's this guy's truck. And here is his...
Yes.
Here's his decal. That is something you're always going to remember. In fact, the name on the side is "We're Fast," not half fast. It doesn't even matter what the name is. The Salt's plumber. We're fast, not half fast. But that you're all. You see the guy in the truck, dude. You see that guy in the truck. I better call him. That marketing sticks with you. To your point, Matt.
It's so good. Yeah. So I. Those advices that we just gave you, free of charge. And like I said, don't go too long on the names either. There's nothing worse than, like, there was some business around here, and this is good marketing because I remember it. If it was something for jobs, I can't remember what it was, but the name was so long that their slogan was "long name, amazing results." And it's like, you know you messed up. But that little thing just, and this was kind of before Google was as easy. And you couldn't share links and stuff as easy. So you really had to still type in www. This huge, this long ass name.com. I don't think they're around anymore. Shocker. But I remember that being a thing too. But yeah, we were talking before we pressed. Oh, you got, sorry, Euban. Did you?
Oh, no. I was just gonna say, I had a buddy who had a website for his cake business. He was a cake decorator. And actually, he was pretty good at it, but it was World of Art Cakes. So every time I type it in, it always said like "World of Farts." So it was just every time.
He should have bought that domain too.
I bet that one's killer.
I mean, that's what I do too. Even, you know, doing some stuff with Copper John's. Like, obviously he wants copperjohns.com, but he's Copper John's Beard because somebody bought Copper John's early in the game, which whatever, trying to buy it. And I was like, you know, that's cool. But let's also buy thebestbeardproducts.com. Let's buy thebestbeardoils.com. So you can still tell these people to go to these, redirects to the same place wherever you want them to, you know? And he's like, oh, that's brilliant. So I do that on my own, but little do they know, if you use those ones, then it's my affiliate code and I get a little bit of a kickback, which I then put back into the company. But
so I'm wondering too, are you the owner of copperjohns.com? Have you told him that news yet?
No, but what's funny is they have the podcast Dad Bods and Beards. And the domain's taken. He goes, hey, by any chance, did like I reach out to you and have you buy that so we could turn it into a website? And I was like, I don't think so. So I went through my list. I'm like, nah, man, I don't own it. So I went on the internet, found out, tried to find out who owned it. Somebody bought it on Squarespace. I'm like, no offense to Squarespace, not a friend of the show, but I don't use Squarespace, not for me. And he goes, oh, I think I bought it. And I'm like, how do you not know? And he goes, I tried to go in and I tried two different emails and it's just not working. I'm like, come on, man. So whoever owns Dad Bods and Beards, Tyson would like it back. So even though it could be you, Tyson. So hopefully figure that out. I gave him a support number and an email and hopefully they figure that out. But it's a weird thing. I own a lot of websites. Some people, some local businesses that I own it and they didn't want to buy it. And some content creators out there that weren't smart enough to buy their name, and I thought it was decent, so I scooped it up. And then I'm like, hey, found out who owns that domain. I'll sell it to you for this amount. Not even a crazy amount. You know what I mean? Maybe it costs $15 without hosting and all this stuff. So I was like, hey, I'll sell it to you for like $20-25. And they're like, can't believe you do that. I was like, cool. Now I'm going to go sell it on the marketplace for $500.
There you go.
And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, nope. So I've done that. Two or three times I've sold a $10 domain for like $500. And they don't own it. And they were pretty good names. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go through it and develop something because, you know, other people already have the Instagram, the Facebook, whatever. But it's like, just Google your shit. I guess that's the thing. Google your shit. Own it all.
Yep.
That's why you're still whackingoff.com. Buy some candles. Sorry, Euban.
Hey, I appreciate it. Essence of Whacking Off, if you want to go look at the TikTok as well, there's some stuff going to be on there as well.
But
is Twitter.com still available? Or does that still route you to X?
It routes you to X.
It does. Damn. That would be great.
There was one I stumbled upon the other day that I couldn't believe was available. Like, it was just a saying or something that kept popping in my head, and I was just like, .com. I'm like, what? So I bought it. I don't remember what it is. I probably won't use it for anything, but a lot of times I just buy it and then I go sell it and I'll put a price on it, you know? And if somebody wants it, they can hit you up. You get an email and say, hey, there you go. Here's a couple $100.
How many, if you don't mind me asking, how many times have you had people like actually purchase them from you?
Probably, I'd say 10, 15 times over the last 7 years. So it's not great, But I'm not out anything, you know what I mean? Because when I first started buying domains, they were like $3 to $5. And then now they're, I think they're up to like $10.98 on the place that I buy them. So, I mean, essentially, you buy one, sell one for $200-$300. You can go out and buy, you know, another 20 or 30. A lot out there, though.
I like it.
But,
I like
and it. It's hard, though. It's hard to come up with something that nobody has came up with already. There's so many good ideas. There's so many, like, everything is pretty much taken. That's why I try to go out and buy even just little stuff like beardlaws.shop, beardlaws.store, beardlawspodcast.com. You know, just buy them all. It sucks holding on to them. But whatever. Part of the game, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I would be so confused. I would not remember half of the ones that I'm, like, sitting there stony baloney, like, hey, I wonder if this is available. Oh, it is? Mine. And you know what I mean? I wouldn't keep a list. I just out there have 15 sites.
I just go to
sites.
The website that I buy them from. And it keeps them all. And I just click domains, and it tells me them all. I can't
shit.
Remember them.
Okay, yep. Okay.
And what I do, yeah, because you have to have hosting. So I pay for an unlimited hosting plan, so I can host as many websites as I want. Where normally, like, if you wanted to start youbeenwhackingoff.com, you'd have to do that. Then you'd have to pay for hosting per month, per year, whatever, on top of it. So you're probably $40-$50, maybe $20 a month, where I pay, I think, $36 a month. And I can host as many emails, websites, everything.
I'm learning shit
smart,
today.
If I was smart, I would just buy a virtual server, have it in my house, and host it myself. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to continually pay $36 a month, apparently.
We need to go back to when, like, Windows 98, Windows XP was the operating system, because I feel like I could just... That's when I was comparable to actually know a lot of this shit on, you know... When people are like, hey, can you fix this? I'm like, yeah, dude, I can take out the RAM. You know, whatever it was, I could do it. Now they're like, hey, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Can it turn on? Can it get me to the internet? Sweet.
Didn't you turn it off and on again?
I feel 70. The town that I live in has 120 people with the nearest census of 2022.
And we're all fucking...
Yeah, and so, yeah, we are all related, and that's why we all get the little bit of it. Mine's been corrected. Sometimes I got to put it back into place every once in a while. My cleft lip was fixed as well. But it's, so the nearest town, I would say 15 minutes from me probably has 3,000. And then the I guess the bigger area has, which is St. Joe, has 80,000 people, about 30 minutes from me.
Yep. See, the closest, in my eyes, city would be Syracuse, New York. Like, they're big. They're about 144,000, according to the internet. To me, that is a city. You know what I mean? They got a huge airport, a lot of people. I guess I'd have to look into what why the place is a city.
How big is this? Yeah, getting into the baseball in the woods here. Oswego. How big is Oswego?
Oswego, I wouldn't imagine as big, but they also do college, like, students count as
as residents? Yeah, they count in the population.
Oswego, 17,000.
Okay. Thought it was bigger than that.
Yep.
That's what she said.
Ah, giggity. Oswego, ton of bars, though. There's one street. I can't remember the street that has. It's just like bar. And they always used to have the thing where you try to do the pub crawl, see how many of them on that street you can hit.
Syracuse as dangerous as folks lead on to believe?
Certain parts, but I think that's with any city. I mean, what's crazy is from what I've kind of seen or been told, that one of the sketchiest areas is actually near the college. Like, where the college is, there's the big, big hospital and stuff. There's a lot of really rough parts in there. But yeah, there's some parts you don't want to go down, but overall. And then a lot of people around here, obviously, I think within the last year or two, there was a couple of shootings at the big, big mall. So now a lot of people around here will not go to the mall, which, hey, rightfully so. You don't want to take a chance with your kids and stuff just to go buy some clothes you can unfortunately buy online now. Or fortunately.
Do you guys still have a mall?
This place does. Syracuse has a huge mall.
Okay. I think our mall's about dead. I think we have a JCPenney and maybe a China restaurant. That's it. That's all that's left in our mall.
Yeah, those Chinese, you've been.
Well, no, it was called a China One or China. Yeah, no, I was trying to remember which, because there's four that's operated by the same people, but they have different names, kind of like our Mexican restaurants. They're all same menu, different names. So I think this one was called China One or there's Super New China Buffet, and I can't remember which one's the, which one it is.
Yep. Yeah, Destiny Mall is the one in Syracuse. According to their website, DestinyUSA.com, it's visited by over 26 million people every year.
Chinex. That's what it was. It just came to me.
Chinex. No, Chinex.
Chinex. That's what it is.
Not even China, just Chinex.
Chinex is what it is. Just had to look it up. They're still thriving in the mall. They're the only restaurant. Even Taco John's couldn't survive, but Chinex, living strong.
I have to imagine that's a good play on words. Like if you say it with a little bit of an accent, it almost says like Trinex. It could come out as, you know what I mean?
Bit of a
I'm
reach.
Not going to do the accent.
I was going to say, I'm not going to be the one that's going to do the accent. Nope.
Do it in your head, everybody listening. And it, you could maybe hear Trinex.
If you notice why there was a pause, that we were all collectively going, okay. Yeah.
No, Brandon's going, which one of you guys are going to say it? Because it's
waiting.
Not going to be
I
me.
I was waiting.
Not me. Not this guy. Not this guy. Yeah. So I heard this. This is random, but it just popped into my head that you guys have seen the movie Van Wilder. And my brain went college, partying, bars, Oswego, Van Wilder. Apparently, that character, Van Wilder, which I didn't know, maybe you guys did, was actually based off Bert Kreischer in an article that the New York Post did on him in 2014 or something like that. There was, or maybe, no, Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone did the article on Bert Kreischer a while ago. And because of that and how wild he was, they kind of took that and made Van Wilder a little, like, off that story. So it's not actual Bert, but based kind of off a story from Bert.
Interesting.
So, because Van Wilder came out, what, like early 2000s?
Yeah, like 20 years ago, if not more.
And I don't remember when Bert became relevant, but I want to say it was probably mid-2000 teens or whatever.
Yep.
This was 2002, April 5th, 2002, Van Wilder came out. So here's
I'm confused. Am I just too, did I do a little too much wake and bake this morning, or is that timeline not math into me? Am I confused or am I just stupid or both? I don't. So how did Rolling Stones know of a story to influence Van Wilder before the movie came out?
So right here, and because Bert was in his sixth year at Florida State in the late 90s,
oh,
he got a call. Yeah, it wasn't Bert Kreischer the comedian. It was Bert Kreischer, the animal at Florida State. And this is an article from New York Post, and it says the headline is "The Real Life Van Wilder," and it says, "What does it take to be named America's greatest partier? A strong liver for one. The ability to summon literally thousands of people to a house party is good. A spread in the Rolling Stone magazine won't hurt." And that's what happened to Bert Kreischer during his 6 year at Florida State University in the late 90s. He got a call as he was in the middle of doing bong hits, naturally, from a magazine journalist interested in writing about Florida State University after it had been named the country's top party school. Kreischer's name had been mentioned by almost every single student, so the writer wanted to speak about him.
Get the fuck out of here.
So the resulting article called The Undergraduate, which detailed Kreischer's out-of-control drinking, merrymaking, and public nudity, made him a star and inspired the 2002 Ryan Reynolds movie National Lampoon's Van Wilder. And apparently, he even mentioned it on one of the podcasts that he's on or does or whatever, that he still has never seen the movie.
First of all, that's a crime in itself. How do you not see Van Wilder? I mean, I guess if you've lived it, then, you know, what have you. And Tara Reid hasn't aged gracefully either. So, but man, I don't know. That's nuts. So, like, I know, like, the whole machine story, everyone's like, hey, is he exaggerating on that story a little bit? Is he, you know, but fuck, man, he is a legend. Fucking bow down to him. He's funny. He's a legend. He can drink and looks good shirtless.
It's comedy, dude. Most bits are all made up, you know, like what's the old saying? Never let facts get in the way of a good story.
True. Nowadays, it's hard, though, because everybody, I feel like as people are like, even as people were listening to us tell the story about Bert Kreischer, they were either Googling, they paused their phone, they pulled up their phone, and like, Bert Kreischer went to Florida State? There's no way Bert Kreischer is inspired. You know what I mean? In this day and age, it's so hard to fact check everything. Not like the bar talk where you could go sit at a bar when your phone could only call and text and probably could smoke some cigarettes in the bar still. Maybe you still can in some states, probably can in Texas or Alabama, Roll Tide. And you know what I mean? You didn't fact check and everything. You know, I don't know. I know me and Burley, I think, talked about this at one point where it was like bar conversations were so awesome. Whether you were, you know, arguing drunk over the best baseball player and this and that, you couldn't just pull up your phone and say, no, this is the best player because of these stats. You were just going off what all these old guys said, and man, did those old motherfuckers give me such bad advice looking back.
Well, do you guys remember the Simpsons episode where, or I guess it was a South Park episode where they were saying, hey, the Simpsons did it because there's like no new idea because the Simpsons have already done it. I feel like that sometimes with like these TikToks, because I've never seen the show The Love is Blind. You guys know me. I don't watch a lot of TV.
I don't even know what that is, but okay.
They haven't watched it either.
It's a reality show. They haven't watched it. It's stupid. But they so I made a TikTok like a month ago and about something that happened at work. And they're like, that didn't actually happen. But it looks like somebody just watched The Love is Blind. And I'm like, what? I was like, no. I what is that show? But – and I had like four or five people. They're like, it looks like somebody's watched Love is Blind. They're like, and quit lying. That didn't happen. And I'm like, what the fuck? What is the Love is Blind? And I see all these people. Obviously, you know what the premise is. It looks like the Bachelorette for the blind. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it seems like every time that's happened multiple times where I make a video or something, they're like, oh, you ripped this off from this. And I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. What is this? Hate it. Fucking hate it.
It is scary. Like we said, everything seems to be done and taken. And like the other day, this guy was like, you need to start a business where you just help businesses with ideas. Cause this guy hit me up and it happens a lot. Like, I'm not trying to brag or say that I'm awesome, but I think differently, especially if I got some great happy dads in me and, you know, maybe some granddad purple or something to pair with it. Wasn't the great, but
do you want another happy dad in you?
I don't need any happy dads in me. No offense to those who do. Unfortunately, those happy dads try to slide into my DMs on Instagram all the time, which you guys listen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I can stop with that shit. Turns out I still am married, and you probably shouldn't just send pictures like that to married men. But hey, you keep doing you, and I'll keep blocking your accounts. And not after I forward them to you've been whacking off on the Instagram. But before you do, go follow Body Wrong.
send them all to me. I'll just use them and just tell people they're mine if they're impressive enough. I'm like, look at this hog. This is all me, baby.
So I this brings up something that I we all receive messages. Matt probably more than all, because he's been around the longest. But
did you say I'm a whore?
No, you got the miles on your belt. I received a message about 3 weeks ago from somebody that was like, "Hey, do you have a cameo?" And I was like, "Yeah, why?" "Oh, because I've got an odd request." I said, "Okay, no judgment zone, right?" I go, no judgment, but I reserve the right to deny whatever request you have, depending on what it is.
So before you got the request, what was your gut like? Oh, fuck. Or were you just like,
You ever like, it was like you were looking at an old lunch container that you took to lunch 4 weeks ago that's been sitting in the back of your car. And you can kind of make out what's inside. You know what it is because you had it for lunch and you didn't eat it. But like, you know, when you open it, is not going to be good. It's not going to smell good. It's not going to look good. It's going to be all bad. I had that gut feeling that I do when that happens. And so literally I was fucking rolling. This dude goes, I want you to send me a picture like this. And it's just a guy sitting with his feet on the table and his feet up. These are my feet. And because he wants a foot pick or peak picks. Hmm. And he goes, I want you wearing the judge's wig. No, nothing illicit.
So you could just the wig and the feet. You could wear anything else.
Yes, just the wig and the feet. Anything else? Nothing suggestive or illicit. And I go, respectfully, no judgment whatsoever. I understand the request. I'm gonna have to deny that one. And he was pretty encapsulated by the fact that I wasn't like, what the fuck, dude? You know, or worse. He was like, you were really couple days later. He was like, you were really respectful. And I really appreciated that. What's your favorite charity? I'd love to donate the money to it. So I sent him a local charity that's like a homeless shelter, and hopefully he donated. Don't think he did. Whatever. If he did, great. But what's funny was in there, he goes, I don't think you realize this or not, but you're a gay icon.
Oh.
So you guys need to know who you're talking to here, okay?
Slay queen.
You're a guycon. I wonder if guycons.com's taken. We could just do that. And you could sell, we could, you know, and just have your normal picture, but behind a paywall, you could be wearing just a judge wig and feet pick. How much? What's your price, though? There's got to be a price.
Listen, you not ask how much?
Ted DiBiase, well, he offered $25.
Oh, that's not worth it. No.
Ted DiBiase says every man has his price, right? Well, there is certainly a price where I would put a wig on, my judge's wig, and my feet up on the table. There would have to be probably at least 3 to 4 zeros behind that. I know that seems stupid, but my thought is this, is I don't do this for the money, A.
Is that the Canadian in you?
Once you crack that that can open, I'm going to be like, hey, honey, come hold this while I spread my feet. Like, that's, I mean, honestly, it's what's the next thing. So no disrespect to anybody who's a worker in that industry field.
Yeah.
Just ain't for me. And so, and not only that, I don't want to be going into a job interview and, Brian, we have a question. What slides the manila envelope folder over to me? What is this? Oh, shit. So,
yep.
A lot of
people need to realize what you put on the internet doesn't just go away. What you send in Snapchat goes to a server somewhere that doesn't go away. You put it on your phone that's connected to the internet, it's out there in some kind of cloud. Like, don't do, and like you said, with a job. And this comes to another thing. Like, a lot of people are like, ah, man, I've been trying to get these brand deals. And I'm like, well, why are you coming to me? Because I can't get them anyways. But here's my advice. And they're like, they keep telling me no. And I go, okay, go to your link tree or your bio or whatever you tell people to click. What's the first one on there?
It's my spicy page.
And it's like, so? I'm like, so you thinking a good employer is going to be like, oh, this one's, you know, sending a bunch of stuff, doing a bunch of stuff, you know, creating a flood in their bedroom for $4.99 a month. This is probably a good employee.
And, like, and to that point, if you and me are able, my friends play this game. I'm sure you guys do too. We see an account on Instagram, could be a funny reel, could be a funny TikTok. And I say, want to bet there's a link in the bio. And we play the game, and I got to tell you, I'm probably about 30 to 45% correct most of the time. But if you and I can find that link in the bio, you don't think a prospective employer isn't hunting you down by just Googling your name? Oh, a link tree. Two clicks, and there you go. So, of course, they're going to see that.
Not to mention companies that they hire to do background checks, and they have certain software that can find any combination and pretty much anything that links back to your credit card information or payouts. Uh-oh. I mean, that's a thing, people.
Daddy was spreading his cheeks for weeks on the OnlyFans back during the pandemic days. So there's a lot of my feet picks out there in the world for sure.
I'm not going to lie, man. I would love to find free toes at some point.
Oh, you know, I'm pretty sure I'll send it to the group chat. I got those Doritos, the Fritos, I think I got the chili one somewhere as well.
I have to admit, though, this happened on the Body Wrong podcast, and I don't want to bring this back up, but there was said incident with potential Euban in a time he potentially went viral on a social media for posting a post got taken the wrong way. I put an aggressive amount into time to finding that goddamn thing, and I struck out to the point where I was like, disappointed in myself.
I'm pretty goddamn good on the internet and it's a
challenge to me. Now Burley's on it. We're gonna find it.
I'm telling you, if you knew the username,
that's
you would
too
find
easy.
It within the first two pages easily.
Yeah, that's
easily.
Too easy, you know. But Burley, you can't guess my real name, and I've been trying to play that game too. He's very good at his name is, spoiler alert, his real name's not Burley. He has a whole entire his whole online presence, which I think is brilliant, cannot be linked back to his actual name other than his face, which if you're good at what you do, you can pull things. I'm not that good, but
I'm pretty good at pulling things.
Hey.
Bada bing.
for myself, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a gay icon.
Do you ever film it and display it on the internet?
No.
Plus, your job specifically, Brandon, with you being a face of a company and a voice of a company, like it would get blown out of proportion
Could you imagine that contract negotiation? We were going to extend you by a couple of years, but we saw this.
But we saw your dick.
Is this your cheeks clapping on Wednesday the 8th?
Yeah. On the exit interview, well, here is also, since, you know, our official partner of the station is Hims, here's this. Go fuck yourself.
So now, what if it was one of those weird niche ones where they're like, hey, they come up to me, they're like, hey, man, I'll give you $100 to sit on this chocolate cake. You know what I mean? Would you sit on cake?
I mean, you sit on it for $100, eat it after for $1,000.
Nah, I'd probably eat it after for $150. You know, the cake's good. I know these cheeks, there might be a little hair in it. I got a little bit of a hairy ass. Ugh. But I mean, what are you wearing though? Seems like some people are like, hey, wear swimming trunks. I have a beach fetish. You know what I mean? Like, just want to eat some cake on the beach. Bada bing, bada boom. I would. You know what? Hey, if anybody's watching, if you want to pay me to sit on any desserts, I have no pride. I would be more than angel
dessert.
Food cake. Mm-hmm. Pineapple upside down cake, whatever you want.
What
okay?
about a pineapple upside down?
Oh, now that would probably hurt. That's a ribbed, not for my pleasure. You know, that's I hear that's called anal fissures. Pass.
Oh,
yeah, it doesn't sound like a good time. Interesting. Yeah, that's
I don't know. There's much of a segue between anal fissures and
whatever
the
hell
we're
talking about next.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be something. I just keep trying to picture the weirdos that slide into the... We should have a segment where we start, and I have no problem, I'll start doing it. Hey, this is username blah. Maybe it'll stop, but they don't send their dicks or anything like that, but it's like they're sending a picture with everything except that hanging out. Like, hey, can you rank my beard is the new way that they're sending them. And it's just like them wearing nothing with like their hand or their arm over their dick. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to post it on the Facebook page, man. Like, well, I want my beard ranked. And I'm like, then use a fucking different angle. You know, like what, put a pair of pants or a shirt on. Every once in a while, though, somebody, they'll hound me. I want my beard ranked. I want, like, this person yesterday sent 7 emails. To the point where now, and it has their username, so now I'm going to find their username, find on Facebook when their beard wasn't there or looks like shit, and that's the picture I'm going to post. You know what I mean? It's like...
I mean, I didn't realize that a lot of people would be that obsessive about being ranked about something, but you know a lot of these creators that we were talking about on the Blue Spicy page, they're always saying, hey, I will rank your junk, and I'm always like, who does? Like, what the fuck? Why? Why? You know what I mean? And... So I know some of these creators that, you know, Content Candy and all them, they're like, you'd be surprised how many submissions that we get. Like, that's how we make the majority of the money is submissions. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Could you imagine paying somebody to rank your junk and getting like a 2 or a 3 out of 10?
Oh, my God. Especially if it was like $25 bucks. And it's like, so again, if you want to send me, I mean, I'm going to give all of you guys, I mean, under a five, unless it truly is impressive, then I'm going to say it's a fake one. And I'll do a reverse Google search to make you feel really good. I mean, it's got to look like a Pringles can. You know what I mean? It's got to, it's girth and length. It's got to be 11 inches around. I don't know. It's just, that's what I'd probably make everyone feel really bad. They're like, hey, you mind, let me see, look at this. What do you think of this dick? I'm like, that's pathetic. Honestly, are you single? I can see why. Awful. You know what I mean? And that way, if they have that degrading kink, two birds, one stone. I'm a bargain hunter. You know what I mean? Just satisfying customers left and right.
I was about to start a side business with you, rankmyjunk.com, but it is taken. So we're going to have to come up with something else. I wonder if Rank My Balls. You can buy rankmyballs.com for.
Here, hold on. Brandon, get your judge's wig out because we're judging Johnson's doc. Judgingjohnsons.com. Is that fucking taking?
Judging Johnson's. It's available, judgingjohnsons.com.
Let's go. We're going to wear our little powdered wigs and everything. And
I just feel like bad for my FBI agent. Oh my God, fatdaddy.com is available.
Oh, you have to get it.
Oh my God. So I have a gavel too. So we could sit here and everyone could just sit.
Fatdaddy.com is available. Don't you dare buy it.
Man. I'm not buying it. It's yours, but you might want to buy it by Thursday. it is taken. It says fatdaddy.com. It says it's taken on my end.
GoDaddy, it says that this domain is available for sale. Fuck you.
Yeah, I was going to say it's taken.
Sorry. I was the feeling in my gut that. Ooh. I had when I typed in fatdaddy.com and hit enter. You guys have no idea.
So, Brandon, I mean, what are you willing to put on your powdered wig, your judge's wig, and rate a whole bunch of just bulging Johnsons with me?
How low have I gone in my life? Is my career over with? Because I suppose, depending on, you know, circumstances, things change, right?
Or circumcisions.
I was going to say circumstances and circumcisions.
Yeah, but the best part is you don't have to show your face, do you? Like, we could probably hire someone to be like, all right, hypothetically, we're getting like, say, $1,000 a month for people sending in their dick pics to be judged. We could hire somebody for like way less, probably much better looking. Maybe they could request guy or girl. We'll just take a good looking guy or a good looking girl. We'll do the rating, but they are like the Vanna White. They come up with a sign or something, a good-looking girl or a good-looking guy, and they just hold the sign, and it's like, what is it? Tink. And they don't even have to know it's us behind the whole judging Johnsons.
It's like the Mass Singer, but we'll just call it the Mass Donger or something like that. You know what I mean? And it's just, I like it. And you just have like a ring girl just holding the sign up, like 6.2, just walk around.
Yep, just, you know, walks through the screen, 6.2, and then keeps walking.
These are emotes.
Brandon will be the Simon Cowell of the group and everything. Like, it's a no from me. And I'll just be the Paula Abdul. I'm like, it's a beautiful cock. All of these are just wonderful. You just have a glorious dick.
I think we're onto something. Please let us know in the comments if you would like us to judge your Johnson, judgingjohnsons.com. And
oh shit. It's Dana White calling me. It's UFC's already wanting to buy judgingjohnsons.com. He sees the potential in it. Holy shit. What's up, dude?
How many famous people have the last name Johnson that might just want to buy it after and be like, hey.
I'm getting my debit card information out right now.
Judging Is that Johnson's. Debit or debut?
Debut.
Yeah, well, it's 10:28, so we'll split it.
It's just going to be a picture of Brandon and his wig as the homepage right now until we get it built. You're going to pop up. It's just going to have him in a gavel. Just...
Dude, we have AI. You know how many people how many cool images we could have of people judging Johnson's?
Oh, man. We could have like celebrity appearance. Like, we'd have Shane Gillis would come over here too and be like, I want to judge this dick.
Yeah, find out how much it is for his cameo and then add 40% to it. And all he has to do is look at a picture, say a number for his price, and then we mark it up that somebody's already paid.
That's have a brilliant. presidential candidate say it's huge.
There was a guy around here, car dealership, that was their thing. Was it's the savings are huge, and that's he'd be all over the commercials, and everybody be like, "What the fuck?" And people work for him be like, "That guy's it." It was something, Billy Fusillo, he passed away. So now they have other people trying to do it, but that was his thing. And imagine just being like, that's what you have to do every time. You just, you're in public, you're on huge.
That's why he died.
Could be.
Ran out of breath, you know? So do you guys, I don't know if you guys watch any Twitch streamers or anything like that, or see some, like, some clips of some people, but I don't know if you guys know who Sketch is.
Sketch. It sounds familiar. I haven't been on, on Twitch
this dude has infiltrated my For You page. He's
yes, brother. Yes, brother. Pressure creates diamonds, brother. Yes. Yeah.
If you see him, dude, I swear. So now all I do is talk like that at home, and it's driving everybody fucking nuts. They're like, hey, can you get the ketchup out of the fridge, Dad? Yes, brother. Let me get the ketchup for you, brother. Anything for you, brother. That's how this kid talks, dude. And he's fucking everywhere. If you watch people, like, I think somebody from UConn basketball team drained a three, and they did the whole.
And is it the nerdy kid with the glasses?
Yes, and he's always sitting there with his eyebrows just.
Yes, brother. Pressure creates diamonds. Tuesday.
Just kids fucking just, it's great. Everybody's like the Cleveland Guardians. That's their celebration is Sketch. This kid's taking the world by storm.
No shit. He says when I Googled his name, apparently in his Twitch bio, it says Evil Mr. Beast.
I mean, there's a clip of him. He plays a lot of Madden, and he got like an 80-yard touchdown on this one kid. So he gets off of his chair, goes on his hands and knees, and starts like theoretically pissing on everything like a dog. Just, oh my God. Jesus. He's been all over Barstool. I don't know. I didn't know
good
if you guys.
Good for him, man. As long as, you know what? You get the, I don't know how old he is. He looks fairly young, but it's like, you know what? You get a little bit of this, you're getting some money. He's got 655,000 followers on Twitch. He's making money. And hopefully, you know, that's a career for him. That's pretty awesome. I mean, I'm almost 40 and I'm still trying to figure out how I can do something that is like not actual work for a living. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love who I work for. I like what I do. And obviously, being family men like we are, we have to have insurance. We have to do the retirement thing like we have to. But I was like, man, wouldn't it be cool? Like, if you're a younger kid, catch a break like that. And next thing you know, you got 700,000 Twitch followers. Like, you're going to make some good money and have the potential to be pretty okay for the rest of your life.
Tough problem to have.
And
fucking Sting keeps scaring the shit out of me because it looks like he's aggressively just staring inside of my soul back here.
Your stool that is my your stool. Soul. You have a shitty soul. I keep looking over and just kind of looking like I'm staring at it right now and I feel like it's not a good thing for me. But
and I got Batman lurking from the shadows behind me as well, playing Guitar Hero.
It's quite the background. And but yeah, you know what? We'll pretty much say our goodbyes. You know, we're for anybody listening, we're trying to do a little bit shorter episodes. We're thinking people might look at it and be like, shit, 40 minutes, 45 minutes? I'd listen to that. Then you probably listen to me talk for the first five and you're like, fuck, I'm out. But either way, can't thank you enough, Brandon. Euban, appreciate you guys and everybody else. Be good to your wieners. Be on the lookout for judgingjohnsons.com. All emails will go directly to start to Brandon. Or Euban at Judging Johnson. We'll go Euban. Euban at judgingjohnsons.com will be every submission. And we'll get back to you in at least 69 minutes. Or 69 days. I don't know yet. We're working the kinks out. But Euban's looking forward to seeing all of your Johnsons. And so we got. Be good to your wieners. Keep your sticks on the ice. Later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.